So, Katie Ann, as you know, is coming alongside Mark, and they will transition. Mark will become less, and Katie Ann will become more as our minister. And we're very blessed. We are very, very blessed. We are very blessed. And one of the things that you don't know is that for 3 years we've been praying for a new minister to come. As a leadership, we've been praying for that. Now, as we started to pray, I've worked my sums out, and Katie Ann was just starting her ministry in training. So at the point that we began to pray, Katie Ann started that three-year process. And then, as she finished, we approached Katie Ann to be our minister. And we didn't know her at that point. But God was preparing in the background. Our God is faithful all the time. God is faithful and God is working. So, as you know, on a Sunday morning, we take the young people out. So there are two strands of our young people. They are the ones who are like 8 and under, and they go out every week with our great team. And then there are ones who are 9 and above who go out with myself, Will, and Alison. And they're doing a great job. And they disappear every week, and you've no idea what they're doing, have you? No idea. So they come out with us. But what I wanted to do, one of my goals when we started this new group in September, was I wanted to integrate them more into church. And I wanted to build on the fantastic things that Sarah and Scott have done. So, Sarah, come here, please. Just stay there. You're all right. You're not prepared because it's a surprise. Can't prepare for a surprise, can you? So this is a thank you from the young people. Young people, just put your hands up. They've signed a card. This is for Scott. So we can say thank you to Scott as well. But they have done the work that I'm now carrying on. So let's give him a clap. So one of the things I wanted to do with the young people, and they are a great bunch of young people, all of you that are in church, whether you're big or little, you are a fantastic bunch of young people. And you have a really important role in church, really important. And one of the things I wanted them to do was to get to know the minister. So as I was trying to explain to them in September, Katie Ann had started that week, so it's brand new, and I was explaining who Katie Ann was and how it's going to work, and they all looked puzzled. And then what I said to them, all right, how about asking Katie Ann questions so you get to know her? What questions do you want to ask? The young people came up with some brilliant questions, which Katie Ann is going to answer. And as you know, young people don't hold back, do they? So there's a few questions there. And also I said, it's about you taking part. I want it to be an interview. Not me asking the questions, you asking the questions. So not only did they choose the questions, they're going to ask them. So this is where it gets a bit complicated. Where's my phone? I just put my phone down. There it is. Right. So I'm going to call your name out because you've done all this hard work. Just wait a moment. So, Nevaeh, Isla. Annabeth, you have to come out. Alison, Daryl, is Daryl here? Come on, Daryl. Stacey, Miriam, is that everyone who put a question on the board? Will, what are you doing sat there, Will? Do you know, the oldest and the biggest, out. Right, have I missed anyone out? Okay, so if you're a young person and you're in this group and you're not out here, it's only because you've not been around when we've done this session. But the good news is you're invited to a meal next week, not the church. So, Shansay, you're invited. And there was Yes, you're invited too. Yes. So if you're part of my group on a Sunday morning and you're not out here, next week we're going out for food. But parents, you've got to talk to me today because I need your permission. Okay. Right, so we've got a good-looking group of young people here, haven't we? Aren't they gorgeous? Right, so this is the bit we're going to do. So first question. So what I want is, just think how to do this. So Nevaeh, you're going to ask the first question. You go and sit next to Katie Ann. And Isla. Beautiful hat, Isla. And then the rest of you could just sit on the edges of the stage, budge up this end so you're not sat on an amplifier. or a violin. Just move along. Move along the bus. Right, don't matter if you're in front. Yeah, move along. See, we've not practiced this, you can tell, can't you? Right, are we okay? Are we all? There we are. Sit there. Sit there. Okay. So, Nevaeh, have you got your question ready? Bit louder. Bit louder, Nevaeh. Think it's an ice cream and you're about to eat it.
Do you bake?
Do I bake? Well, I used to bake quite a bit, but more recently I've left the cooking to Craig to let him do his things. But I do like cooking the cakes and treats and all things naughty and nice.
Why did you come to Carmel?
Why did I come to Carmel? Well, fundamentally, I felt God call me here. And like Suja said, there was a time where I was thinking I need to do some ministry training, but I didn't know what that was. But I knew my church where I grew up and loved. It wasn't where God wanted me to carry on being. And then the invitation came here, and I fell in love with you guys. So I'm here. So that's why I'm here.
So, Nevaeh, you've got another question. It's about languages.
Yeah. Do you speak any different languages?
I learnt French at school, but I wouldn't say I was any good at it. And the only other language, I tried learning a bit of Greek, but I'm not great. But the only other language which I can do, which I don't think is technically speaking, but I can do BSL, so British Sign Language, so, which I notice a few people here do, so I can communicate.
Do you have any kids?
Do I have any kids? I have two boys. There's 16 and 14, Joshua and Duncan. So, yeah.
Do you do any sports?
I used to do lacrosse and tennis for school and college and uni, but then with kids and trying to play team sports, it didn't work. But now I kind of do Zumba and anything dance-based activities. I don't tend to do anything else. And no, I'm not joining the running group if anybody starts volunteering me. Well done. Can we give them a clap for that? Well done, guys.
Come on. You've got your question. So, Annabeth and
Alison. Do you have any pets?
Do I have any pets? You're like a proper reporter there. Yes, I have a dog called Sadie and a gerbil. I must say guinea pig. It's a gerbil called Nibbles. We used to have Dora as well, but Dora went off and explored somewhere else. So we just got the one now.
How long have you been a Christian?
Okay.
How long have you been a Christian?
How long have I been a Christian? So I grew up in a Christian home. So like many of you, parents took me to church all the way through childhood. But I wouldn't say I became a Christian until I went on an Alpha course when I was at university, and that was my first encounter with God. And that's when I really knew that I wanted to pursue him and only him. And that's when I kind of gave my life to God completely. So that would be around 1920. As in 19, age 20, about, not, I'm not that old. Be 2001-ish. There you go. Sorry. Honestly, is that where your brain went? Sorry. You've got another question.
Okay. Is that all your questions? Yeah? Okay. So the next one is Will.
I feel like you've got more questions.
Thank you. Well done. Have you done all yours? Woo! Yeah.
She's got
another one.
I thought you did.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food in like the whole world is home-cooked Sunday roast. Well, I haven't had to do any other prep work or the washing up. It's where you go to someone else's house and they've got the proper Yorkshires and the proper beef and all the trimmings, that's my favourite. I'm a foodie. Hi, Will.
So, Will and Daryl. Daryl, do you want to jump in the chair? Perfect. Right, don't forget, talk right into the mic. So, give it to Will first.
So, which football team do you support?
See, this is the question I get asked most in this church. I'm actually more of a rugby supporter, and I've been supporting Sale Sharks since I moved up and married my husband. But before that, I was a London Wasps. So rugby was always my thing. But I have started watching, partly because of who has taken over, Wrexham Football Club. I know the disappointment in your faces, but I quite like the climb and the aspirations that they've got to do better, but I don't like the fact they sold out all the original players. So, yeah. I'm getting into it because of Wrexham, but I'm still not there yet. You have to convince me on a football team to support here. I think United, okay.
All right, okay.
Do you have a follow-up? I've gone down in his books, can you tell?
Do you have a favourite fast food place?
Do I have a favourite fast food place? I think the most convenient one is McDonald's, because that's technically everywhere. But I'm quite finding Leon's is quite nice when I go on a train, because they're popping up more in places. But I think McDonald's for ease.
What would you order?
I used to order chicken nuggets all the time. That used to be my standard. But then they've introduced this new chicken... Was it New Yorker or something with bacon and up? It's recently on the menu. I was like, oh, that's quite nice. But I can't have onions or garlic, so I'm quite limited on what I can choose from there. So, but it tends to be chickeny based. But if you're ordering anything, you know.
it's a new question. Come on, Will.
What's your favourite food in general?
Have I not asked that with the Sunday roast?
What was the question?
You could tell the football team thing is totally thrown in now. You're just like, I can't think of anything else.
So where are you from originally?
Where am I from originally? So I was born in Kent and then went to London with my parents and lived in South London for a few years. Met Craig in Lancaster, went to Surrey, then came up to Manchester. So I've kind of zigzagged up and down the country, but originally from the south.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have an older brother who we never got on as children because he was always older and telling me what to do. But now we're older, we get on really well. And then when my mother passed away, my best friend's mum said, I'll adopt you. So I kind of call her my sister, but she's not related to me at all. But she's like my bestie. So if you hear me talk about sister, she's not actually my sister. For legal reasons, if anybody...
Why did you become a Christian?
Why did I become a Christian? I think when you grow up with the Bible and you grow up with church, it's very easy just to see it as a routine and to see it as it's Sunday, we go to church, Monday, we go to school, and you just keep going. But then I started really questioning God and really saying, if you're really there and you really answer prayer, why aren't I seeing the prayers answered that I'm saying? And he gave me an encounter on this half weekend away, which I just couldn't deny was anything but God. And that's when I kind of went, I need you and I want you. And there is something more here than I can get in the world. And that's when that's why I became a Christian, because I just wanted to know the God who created everything and to know the person in the Bible and just to pursue him with all my heart. Does that answer the question?
Do you have children and a husband? And if so, what is his name and how old is he?
Oh, am I allowed to give it away? So Craig, who was on keys earlier, is my husband, the long-suffering poor fella. He definitely needs prayer for this season. He is in his 40s as well. Am I allowed to go closer to your age? He's nodding. 42? 43? 42? His birthday's in February. And I've got two boys, Duncan and Josh, so which Duncan came to set up for the Christmas fair. You've seen him, and Josh kind of loiters in the background a bit because he's off at college and doing exciting things that the young people do these days. So,
what's your favourite Bible story?
My favourite Bible story, I think, has to be Peter. And Peter, when they've just fed 5,000 people on a hilltop, and then Jesus says, go off in the boat. And so they set off in the boat. They see the storm. They start kind of panicking because it's a storm in the middle of the lake. Then Jesus starts walking over and he goes, if it's you, I want to walk on water. And he sets off like, I can do this because I've got my eyes on you, Jesus. And then he goes, oh, actually, it's a bit scary out here. Oh, it's a bit windy. It's a bit choppy. And he starts falling in. And then Jesus picks him up. And the bit which I love, which is in the story, but it doesn't actually say it, is that they had to walk back to the boat. And I think that's my favourite story, is the fact that when we set off, we're like, oh, we could do anything because God's with us. Oh, it's a bit hard. Oh, there's people looking at me. Oh, I'm not sure about this. Perhaps it's not real. Perhaps I'm out of my depth. And Jesus goes, come here. Let's just get back into where you feel safe and let's do it again next time. And I think that's one of my favourite stories, is it's that kind of, he knows that we're going to mess up. He knows that we're going to take our eyes off him, but he's there ready, right where we need him, in the storm, and he can make it all just disappear. And so if we keep our eyes on him.
What's your favourite Bible verse?
So my Bible verse is one that I think resonates throughout the entire Bible, because you get all the little fridge magnets with all like the favourite little bits, but this is one that I really like, which is Psalm 46 verse 10, which is, be still and know that I am God. And I think that underpins pretty much anything you need to know about the Bible, is it's not just being physically still like we are. It's about being mentally still and laying down your work tools, just laying down everything. And just like in Genesis, it talks about God in the evening walking with Adam and Eve in the stillness of the night. It's like, well, let's just walk and talk. Let's go for a bike ride together. Let's go for something with God. But it's being a stillness in yourself and putting God first and knowing him. Because through that, we exalt him. Through him, our praises exalt him. Through that, our work exalt him. And just the whole world will know him because of how we are still with him. And we can be going through all sorts of things. We can go through family stuff. We can be going through personal stuff. We can go through mental stuff, physical stuff. We go through so much. And yet in that storm, we can be still with God and just know him. And knowing God is like the most fundamental thing that we can ever do. And it's that relationship. He doesn't just want us to say, oh, it's like a historical figure. Oh, it's just this person that we heard once about in church. Oh, it's this person that we sing about every Christmas. He wants us to know him. And that's why that's one of my favourite verses. Would anyone else agree with that one?
Yes. Cool. Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Didn't they do well? So all those questions, the young people, everyone, that was their idea, which I think is great. Scott.